The following hour is brought to you by Midas Resources, your trusted source for precious metals. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
America tonight. We have a dilemma at the border, and we have a dilemma in Afghanistan. Where, oh, where shall we begin? Kate Delaney, as always, from the get-go, with a big shout-out to all of you in those nooks and crannies. And I know part of the conversation is over Afghanistan because many of you have sons or daughters or friends or somebody you know that served in Afghanistan again and again and again, or maybe they're currently there, because remember, we still have lots of troops in some of the, what I would call, scarier regions near Pakistan and some of those border areas in that country. So check this out. Now what's happening is the NATO chief is saying the Afghan president has to be decided by September for NATO troops to remain in the country, or you can forget it at this point, because we can't stick around if that's not decided. If they want to stick around past the end of the year, they're on their own. That race needs to be decided in time for the summit that they're having in Wales, because we're talking about a key security agreement that has to be signed. And the new Afghan president would have to participate in that. So they're hoping that the electoral process is concluded before that summit, so all of that is wrapped up. Otherwise, you're on your own. And remember, we still don't have the signed bilateral security agreement. That's part of this, because that gives forces the authority, if you will, to stay there, as well as legal protection. Otherwise, you can't have that. You can't have already, for goodness sake, it's ridiculous, the rules of engagement that our soldiers, frankly, have to go through. And then you certainly can't keep them on that soil if they don't have any legal protection, and if they don't have an agreement that says that they can be there in force. The two candidates, Abdullah Abdullah and Ashraf Ghani, are in a runoff with each other, claiming victory, both of them. Nobody's bowing out. They refuse to say uncle. So this is a problem. Abdullah and Ghani have both said they would sign the security agreement that is part of this election. But no new president, no new security agreements. There's going to be no training mission after 2014. It's gone. It would be done. ISIS would love that, I could only imagine. Although, I don't necessarily think that there would be a massive takeover, because they're trying to force their hand in Iraq. That's where their play is at this point. And remember, the U.S. couldn't reach a security agreement with the Iraqi government, and troops pulled out in 2011. So there's not much we can do there, because there is no way you can dive in if you don't have that. And there's a few other things on the table that are dicey, but that is the biggest. I mean, it could all be over, and really, nobody lingers. Because you can't do that if you are not signed in an agreement by the president of that country to be able to use force, to be able to be there, in other words. It's like a serious permission slip with a whole bunch of legal protections behind it. Speaking of legal protections, boy, we certainly don't have any when it comes to the nonsense at the border, do we? Thousands of illegal immigrant kids are all over U.S. military bases. This is a tragedy, and it's creating chaos and a lot of problems. So the push is on. The Prez wants the Republicans to help him, to give him his $3 billion plus. Now it's all up to almost $4 billion, to be able to get at least 40 judges, immigration judges, involved to have these hearings. And also, so processing the kids, but also to have more places opened up to house them. And as many of the gang members or the older teenagers from Central America are sneaking in, trust me, there are really young kids that are also in this mess. And the military bases are the obvious ones. California, Texas, Oklahoma. I mean, it's a mess. It's a nightmare. And what's happening as far as the Border Patrol agents are concerned? They've got to focus on babysitting. That's what their crisis is. So it's the perfect elixir to have this whole thing explode as it is right now. And will the Republicans, will the Republicans agree to this money? I'm thinking they're going to want something back in exchange. This may be the push for the Secure the Border. Because here's the thing. Even the Border Patrol Union, because they're being asked about this since Border Patrol agents themselves aren't really allowed to comment. They've got a spokesperson from the union who's saying the request for money from the president doesn't do anything to secure the border. It's just a Band-Aid on the problem because we don't have a place to put the kids and we got to process them and we're overrun and we need more judges and we got to be able to process that. This, and that's it. This is a temporary situation. So I think the Republicans now have a chip in this game to say, okay, well, you want this money, you need this money, but here's what we need in return. Here's the other thing that we need. And by the way, part of that money would include money to care for the kids, some of the things that they're bringing in with them, the TB and whatnot. Also increase Border Patrol agents because now they're having problems with smugglers, which they've always had. But now the smugglers see a way in. It's a little easier when you've got eyes off the ball because they've got to focus on something else. This is where the rubber meets the road, so to speak. I mean, there's not a lot of time to Mickey Mouse with this. So I think the Republicans will not hand over a blank check. They're not going to give the president a blank check because they're still stinging from the executive actions. Coming up, I thought it would be fun right from the get-go to lighten the load in a way. With all these people developing apps for this game and that game, we're going to talk to somebody who developed an app that can measure happiness. Kind of think of mood rings, but maybe a little more accurate. Measuring what makes you happy and what makes you miserable is part of what Ray White's going to talk about with us next here on America Tonight. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Would you believe it's already Technology Tuesday once again? Did you know there is an app to measure happiness? I'm thinking, I remember like the mood rings. Remember mood rings? They still have mood rings. I was just traveling recently and I saw mood rings, as you all know, and I was in San Diego. I saw mood rings somewhere in San Diego. Pretty crazy. So I thought all of you in the nooks and crannies across America would love this. Our guest is Ray White, and he has created an app that can measure your level of happiness. How about that? Ray, thanks for coming on America Tonight.
Sure, Kate. And hopefully it's a little more scientific than the mood ring.
So let's roll this back. How do you create an app that can measure happiness and can actually pinpoint what your stressors are throughout the day?
Well, so part of measuring happiness is the fact that it changes throughout the day, and it changes even over different weeks and if different things happen. So what we do is ask people on a regular basis how happy they are and then ask them to talk about what's making them happy or what's making them sad. And then we also add to that a little reminder to help them be happier, something they can do that will make them a little happier during the day.
So when you say something they can do to make them a little happier, like what? What would that be?
Well, we might tell them things like work on being somebody's friend today, or email a Starbucks card to somebody you like, or tell your spouse that you love them. Just little reminders that will that we know scientifically will make them happier if they implement them.
So it's interesting you say that, because one of my mentors used to tell me a long time ago, you got to give to get, but it's not even about the getting. There is something about the power of giving, because that's what you said there, being friends with somebody, emailing a Starbucks card, that kind of thing, that's really giving it to somebody else. And that does correlate to happiness, doesn't it?
Absolutely. That's what the science shows, is that giving really is better than receiving. It actually activates different chemicals in our brain, and it makes us feel differently than receiving does. So giving is, it's all about happiness.
Yeah. What's the reaction so far? Do the people around you think it was pretty cool that you created this app?
Yeah, I think a lot of people are very excited about it. And, you know, one of the things we have on the app as well is the ability to share smiles. So, you know, share your smile with somebody else. So we're giving people lots of opportunities to track their happiness, to go back and see their happiness history, and to get reminders, and then also to share that with other people. So people like it. I get a lot of good comments.
Very cool. So the happiness app, before the happiness app, you actually wrote a book called Connecting Happiness and Success. And this is part of what you do, and this is the research and what you're talking about here. What did you find? You mentioned some of it already. What have you mostly found that keeps happening over and over again, sometimes in big corporations, medium-sized businesses, or whatever? Is there a correlation between people feeling happy and being more productive?
Absolutely. If you look at our economy today, it's not based on what people do with their hands. It's more based on what they do with their mind. And because we're managing their minds and their brains, and we want them engaged and excited, and we want them thinking good things for the company, then happier people are going to be more productive, and they're going to do a better job. If they're miserable or unhappy or they're worried about something, then they're not going to be able to use their minds or be as engaged as we'd like them to be. So part of, you know, I work in the corporate world, and part of what I've been trying to do is teach people how to be happier and how to, instead of chasing success every day and skipping over happiness and forgetting about happiness, how to just each day find a way to be a little bit happier so that you'll be more productive and so that you'll basically have a better day and be more successful.
Do you find, going along with what we said before, Ray, that when you stop chasing it, it then eventually comes to you, success?
Yeah. Yeah, that's exactly right. People are always chasing success, and so they're not doing the things they need to do. Like, one of the things that really makes us happier is having good, positive relationships. And a lot of times we'll skip our relationships to be more successful. We'll skip dinner with friends or dinner with family. We won't go to that basketball game that maybe we should. And not only does that help you be happier when you spend that time with people, but it also connects you at work. It makes you, gives you more connections when you have to do projects together, when you have to work on a team. So those connections and those relationships are positive, not just for your happiness, but for your success at work.
Yeah. What do you do? Some people will complain if you do surveys, and you know this since you work in this business. How do you deal with a boss that just is miserable, that is so tough to work with, is so negative, such a taskmaster? How do you deal? Because that's what some people, I'm sure, say to you. Well, gee, Ray, that's a great thing. I wish I could be part of a team and be happy and go out to lunch and connect with other people, but I have this awful boss. What do you do to turn that around?
Sure. So one of the keys to happiness is actually taking control of your life and not being a victim of everybody else. And so your boss can be a jerk and do all those things, but that doesn't have to stop you from being happier. That doesn't have to stop you from doing the best job you can. And also understanding that your boss is a jerk because he's a human and he's got, you know, some kinds of challenges of his own. So if you get to know him as a person and treat him as a human and figure out what you can learn from him instead of what you don't like about him, then you'll be happier. So don't blame it on your boss. Take responsibility and find a way to be happy anyway.
Yeah. Do you find that, are you seeing that the needle is moving more in the direction that you're trying to get it to move in, to people recognizing they control their circumstances, or are people still really struggling with that? Because that's changing your mind. That's really a big shift, I think, for a lot of people.
Yeah, I think it is. And, you know, one of the things I'm finding is that the older generation have a tougher time with it because they really don't expect to be happy. They come to work, they expect to work, and they go home and hope they'll be happy at home. But the younger generations, the 30 and under, the millennials, expect to be happy. They expect to come to work and be happy. And so they are looking for ways to be happy. I had a millennial tell me just yesterday that she opened the door for somebody and it made her feel good. An older lady, and made her smile and that kind of thing. I had another person tell me that they compliment three people a day, and that makes them feel better. And so the younger generations get this, and they understand it, and they're working to be happy. They don't always know exactly how to do it, but they're heading in that direction and doing the things they need to do.
Yeah. It's interesting. You said older, so younger, does it feel like, even though the millennials, you know, are having a hard time sometimes with great education and everything else, finding a job, but are they just leaning toward more positivity than older people?
Yeah, I think they are. I think that they see their role in the world as being bigger rather than just helping themselves in their careers. They're looking more at how can they help the world and the people around them. And the science shows that's one of the ways that people are happier. Now, don't get me wrong. They still struggle and they still have their challenges. And they still have a lot to learn. But compared to the baby boomer generation, who was really not focused on happiness, they do a better job.
In your book, you talk about this, and it's worth mentioning this. What are the, you know, tell us your definition of success. You have four different things that you list as a way, or three concepts that you teach to leverage happiness to be successful. What is it?
Sure. Once you are doing the right things to be happy, then to be successful, you have to be clear on how you define success. When I say you, it's not how your mom defines success or how society defines success. It's how you define success. And then once you know how you define success, you need to know what steps it takes to get there. So you have to know if you need to work harder at work to get a promotion, or if you need to get a certain project done, or if you need to work more with the homeless. So you need to know what your definition of success is and what the steps are to get there. And then most importantly, you have to practice that every day. Every day when you get up, you have to do something to be successful. You have to feel successful each day, just like you have to feel happy each day. What you can't do is wait a month or a year and then say, well, I'll be successful once I get a promotion. I'll be successful once I get that raise. You have to do it every single day. And by doing it every single day, that will lead to the raises and the promotions and that kind of thing. And that's the mistake most people make. They keep waiting on success, and they keep waiting on happiness and thinking it'll come someday. It's always over the horizon.
Yeah, and that may be one of the biggest hurdles, isn't it, that you can't – it's like dieting. It's like anything. If you keep saying, I'll do it tomorrow, I'll wait till next year, and wait till this all falls into place. Life isn't about planning, right? Because when you make plans, something else happens in between.
Yeah, that's exactly right. If you're not successful and happy today, you're not going to be successful and happy. So you need to find a way each day to work on being successful and happy.
Yeah, interesting stuff. I love the idea of this app. And tell everybody, the app is free, right? How can they get it?
Yeah, so you can download the app either on Android or iPhone and search for My Happiness, one word, MY Happiness. And you can download the app and get started on it, share smiles with people, rate your happiness, check your history, all kinds of things.
I love it. Ray White, good luck with all of that. HappinessConnection.com. Check it out. Thanks for coming on the show.
Hey, thanks, Kate.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The nation's largest independently owned and operated talk radio network. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Welcome back to America Tonight. Great concept, but does it work? How do you make your mind switch? You know, if you had the ultimate answer to that, you'd be a millionaire. There's no question. Many, many, many times over, the mind is a tricky thing. It's not tricky what we're going to next. In fact, once again, the mailbox overflowing, so let's go and check your emails.
You have mail, mistress.
This one from Chuck, listening to us in the great state of Florida. He says, hey, Kate, have you been keeping track of what's going on at the border? I know you have. I've heard you talk about it. And they're mentioning fast-tracking, that they got to get these deportation hearings going. And frankly, they're saying it's kind of like speed dating, for lack of a better way to describe it. I think they need to continue to do that. With the surge that they're having at the border, there's no way they can keep in front of all of the people that are coming across. I would hate to be involved in that process. It is just plain ugly, as you have said. Well, Harry Reid, the Senate Majority Leader, is now the president's hawk on this thing, saying we got to have this passage of this $3.7 billion migrant kids bill, because if we don't, we're never going to be able to meet the wall of humanity that we're faced with every single day at the border now. We have to be able to turn this over faster. And although they're avoiding the word fast, but that's what they're saying, essentially. And that we've got to be able to handle it, because what's happening is some people are scattering. And as many in the Border Patrol know, it's such a game of cat and mouse that how many of these immigrants that come over, these illegal immigrants that come over, how many are not going to show up for hearings, the ones that scattered away? How many are going to end up staying? And how big is that number, or how big is it swelled to, I guess, is the best, you know, has it swollen to in this country? It was Lou Dobbs who became the immigrant, illegal immigrant guy. Remember when he was on CNN? And he would talk about the numbers, and he'd talk about how the numbers were wrong. And I agree. I think he's right on that. I think the numbers are jacked up in the wrong direction. I think they're much higher than the estimates. And I think there's plenty of people that, for fear of being sent back, for whatever reason, trying to keep a household together where there are a lot of people in a house, I mean, they're not going back. Especially if people are earning some money. That's the whole idea, right? To come to the United States for the opportunity. And this just highlights the problems that we've had for a long, 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 long time. And $3 billion, is that going to ultimately be enough anyway to cut off the flow and seal the border? Because this is specifically for care of the kids. So it's not doing anything to change what's happening at the border. All right, so I went off on a tangent. Let's get back to your emails. This one from Jake in Austin. Hello, Ms. Delaney. I've been away, so I haven't been able to write too much, but I had a chance to send a quick email, and I was wondering if you are paying attention. I love when people are saying, are you paying attention? Are you paying attention? This is the second one. I was wondering if you were paying attention to what's happening in the World Cup. I was so sad to see the United States lose to Belgium. It was a great game. It was fun to watch. And I really thought the U.S. was going to pull it out. It was kind of that kind of a tournament for them. There were so many games where you thought something was going to happen differently than the outcome was. But I think overall the U.S. with injured players really had a tremendous, tremendous effort. So I'm wondering if you are paying attention still, or like many others, have you bailed on World Cup? Well, the answer to that is, yes, I'm paying attention. I paid close attention to Brazil and Germany. And I don't know if I was surprised by the outcome of that game or not. I guess I was surprised because I thought it would be closer. And it just shows you how good the German team was. Germany blew out Brazil 7-1. So there's the answer. Yes, I'm paying attention, and if I can't catch, you know, the whole games, I'm catching as much as I can. I still think it's really, really fun to watch, and I like to be able to hear it. The problem with going to the bar and the different places where people are watching is I want to hear what they're saying. I want to hear what the gist of it is. And in most cases, people are talking so loudly so you can't, so you're just looking for what's happening with the scores. Coming up at the tail end of the show, by the way, we'll talk more about World Cup. Matt Johnson will join me. And plus, we have sports shorts back again, and sports shorts this time around focusing on the World Cup. All right, this one from Howard, and Howard says, Kate Delaney and America Tonight listeners, I am so tired of hearing about the border, I can't tell you, but this is truly what people in my neighborhood are talking about. I wish we could get off of it and talk about something else, but how can we not when it's such a disaster and we're all going to pay through the nose in the end? I think that this is a president who I voted for the first time around, not the second, who really deserves to be impeached, but I know that that process will not take place with Obama, especially as he is ripping through his second term. You know who said, not surprisingly, you know who called for Obama's impeachment? Lots of people are saying this, Republican-wise. Sarah Palin said the president's inaction over the crisis on the border is grounds for impeachment. But the problem is, it's not his inaction, it's that they didn't follow through with this and they started it with an executive order. So I think she's all wrong on that. It's that they started it. And now it's this full-blown crisis. So, and, you know, Palin is still very popular and influential with Tea Party activist types. So, and she's definitely not the first Republican or conservative to accuse the president of unlawful things and to say that he should be impeached. But I would be stunned if that were to happen. Stunned. Okay, on to the next one. Here's an interesting one. This one from Bob in Illinois. He emails us a lot. Bob says, Kate, kind of getting away from some of the usual fare, the Six Flags roller coaster accident. What is going on with roller coasters lately? There was the woman who fell off the roller coaster last year, and now there was these people who were turned in different directions thanks to a tree branch that were stranded on a ride. I bet they felt lucky to get off that thing and had to be crazy to be hanging, in some cases, upside down. Yeah, you know, if you talk to anyone that keeps the statistics for these parks, they'll say, oh, it's so rare. You never see that with amusement parks. But I don't care if it's rare. If I'm on the ride and it's upside down, a tree branch has fallen on the tracks, and the coaster I'm in is derailed and it's hanging precariously and I'm stranded for hours, that is scary stuff, man. How do you know that that car is not going to slide off? How do you know that's not going to happen? You don't. The answer to that is you don't know that's not going to happen. And the rescue crews can only get to you so quickly and get you down, and they have to be careful. And that's what happened in L.A., because that's where this latest incident was, the Ninja Ride at Six Flags Magic Mountain. And they said they heard, you know, witnesses say they heard a lot of leaf kind of noise, then cracking noises, crashing noises, and screaming. Oof. That could have ended worse. Nobody. They took people to the hospital as a precaution. Nobody was killed or seriously hurt, and that could have easily gone a different way, especially imagine the branch falls and smashes right on to the roller coaster. Instead, the front part of the roller coaster detached from the track and dangled at a 45-degree angle pointing to the ground. So there were 22 passengers that had to be rescued, and it took hours. They had to use a rope, and they had to put that in front of the car to the track above it, and they had to do that because it was drooping. And once they're there and they're trying to rescue them, they've got to be very careful about how they move around the cars. Oof. That is truly a nightmare. It is. And it could have been, I mean, it could have been so much worse than that. If it had fallen in a few moments before or after, we could be talking about people that just were knocked right off the track and pretty high up in the air. So who knows what the survivability would have been in that case. Maybe not that good. But I'll tell you, the upside down thing, pointing to the ground and being in that position for those hours and everybody running to see it. And that's what it turns into, this weird thing, especially in the age of selfies and cell phones, where everybody's running to see this coaster precariously hanging by a thread. And there wasn't much they could do. They're about 20 feet in the air. And they got to them, though. That's the key thing. And they got the people down. It's a popular ride. And on Twitter, if you went to Twitter at all, lots of people saying they would never ride a roller coaster again because of the recent things that have been in the news lately about coasters and crashes and all that stuff. All right, hang with us. Coming up next, sports shorts.
We'll be right back. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
How many good people procrastinate? When was the last time you updated your last will and testament, your living will, and your health care power of attorney? If you could get these documents included with your Legal Shield membership for no additional charge, wouldn't it just make sense to have the peace of mind of owning a Legal Shield membership? Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Spring time is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Time for another major in golf. This time it's across the pond for the Open Championship. What's at stake? That's next on Sports Shorts with me, the Sports Princess.
Want to put some wild into your weekend? Come to the all-new Mesquite Pro Rodeo. Corral seats start at just $12, and kids are always half price. Get your tickets at Kroger and save $5. This weekend, meet the rodeo legends. Tractor Supply sponsors the Neil Gay Cowboy Reunion. The city ends and the Wild West begins at cool, air-conditioned Mesquite Arena, I-635 and Exit 4, 7:30 Friday and Saturday. Mesquite is the official rodeo capital of Texas.
Filled with tricky pot bunkers that you have to climb into, no less, this year's Open at Royal Lytham and St. Anne's in England is certain to be tough, even for the most seasoned professional golfer. Tiger Woods, who hasn't won a major in 4 years, is looking to pick up his 15th career title. The last American to win at Royal Lytham was David Duval in 2001. Should Woods win, it would be his fourth Open, the last back in 2006. The Americans and the Europeans and everybody else in between know that this is no walk in the park, and with rain expected, they'll need more than umbrellas and a good caddy to navigate this 7,086-yard course that rewards great ball striking and punishes the rest. Whoever wins the claret jug will no doubt be playing some target golf at this major. I'm the Sports Princess with Sports Shorts.
And
jug. You know, that's the British Open. I'll tell you what, there's 11 golfers who would love, well, there's more than 11, but there's 11 who really would like a boost right about now. And winning a major, the British Open, so tough. One of them is Tiger Woods. Now the question becomes, Tiger Woods, at this point, is he going to get to the point where he can break Jack Nicklaus's record of tournament wins? And I'm not so sure about that. And then there's people like Adam Scott, who is such a popular player, the Australian. And he's been pretty good on tour, but he needs a big major win. He needs a second major to add to his titles. And I would say he'd be high on my list as somebody who could come in the money this time around. And, you know, who knows? Even Justin Rose, same thing. His only top 10 was a British Open. And that was when he played as an amateur back in 1998. So he would certainly like to win that. And always there's a lot of interest. I know some of you are just right now cringing and saying, I hate golf. I actually like to watch the majors, and this, it's always fun. This one's fun when you watch the race for the claret jug. Who's it going to be? Is it possibly Tiger Woods? Is it, one of the others that I mentioned? It's a huge deal to win the tournament because it is so tough, frankly, to win that with the way they set up the fescue and the deep bunkers. I mean, how crazy is that? That you'll have at least one or two of them where you have a bunker that's so deep that you have to actually go down on a ladder to get down to the sand. You know, that's it. That's what you have to do. If you're gonna win, you've got to be able to stay out of the fescue and out of the bunkers. Hey, and speaking, so, you know, now we're on top of this British Open thing. Speaking of huge sporting events, though, it's not so much, I think, golf for a lot of people, but I think it's World Cup. Odds are more people will be, I think, watching the World Cup probably than the British Open, because now we're coming down to the nitty-gritty. Matt, you have been hooked into this like I've been hooked into it. And I mentioned this earlier when I was asked about it in an email, if I was still watching. And I think Brazil fans were shocked by what Germany did to them. What a beatdown, huh?
It's basically unprecedented in World Cup history. They scored a goal in about 11 minutes. You're thinking, all right, Brazil's down 1-0. And then all of a sudden there was, like, what was it, 4 goals in a row in a span of, like, 4 minutes, I think?
Crazy.
It was so crazy. And all of a sudden you look up, it's 5-0. Then they got the touchdown in the second half, and then they kicked the extra point, so they got 7.
Unbelievable. That's just, no, I didn't expect that. I really expected this to be a nail-biter. Really, I did.
And, I mean, being a Minnesota Vikings fan, my friends and I were making a lot of jokes about, because we've had 2 NFC Championship games where we've come ever so close, but the one that everyone always thinks of is the 98 Vikings, the 1999 NFC Championship. It's at home. The whole dome's going crazy. We had the best offense ever in football. And we end up losing to Atlanta Falcons. So we made a lot of Brazil must have watched the 99 championships so they know how to disappoint their home fans jokes.
Oh, I love that. And then, of course, the next game is Wednesday, Argentina.
Tomorrow.
So it's tomorrow. It's right now. Argentina and the Netherlands. It's 4 o'clock Eastern. And that, I hope that one's a good one. Let's see what happens with Argentina. I'm picking Argentina, but the Netherlands is really good.
They are, and an interesting thing, I mean, either whoever wins, there's going to be a good storyline out of it. Germany and the Dutch are pretty good rivals. There's a lot of guys like Ian Robin, I think, no, Van Persie plays in the EPL, but Ian Robin, I think Schneider, and a couple other guys play in the Germany's like version of their best league, the Bundesliga. And so there's a lot of crisscross going on there. If Argentina makes it, you have Lionel Messi, you know, considered,
oh,
you know,
awesome.
1 and 1A with Cristiano Ronaldo is the best player in the world. And a lot of Argentina fans, obviously Brazil's very close. You'll have a lot of fans there. So either way, I think it's going to end up with a really good final. And the one thing I always forget about when the World Cup comes around is they still play this little league third place game. So Brazil still has one more match coming up. So you have to wonder what kind of effort they're going to put out there.
Yeah, you have to wonder what exactly. Do you think the finale is going to be huge? A lot of people are going to be tuned into that.
I think so. I think, I mean, with the increase, especially like as far as just this country goes, there's been a definite increase. The last probably three World Cups every year gets bigger. And this year we've already seen record ratings for the Champions League final. And so I think with the World Cup and the record ratings we have so far, of everyone paying attention to it, I think no matter who makes it, I mean, Germany is obviously a fantastic team. And you have Argentina, like I said, with Lionel Messi. The Netherlands have a couple of premier players, too, and they're a really good squad. They took out Spain in that opening match. I think there's enough publicity so far that whoever makes it, a lot of people will tune in.
Yeah. Yeah, I think so, too. It's going to be fun to see what happens now, actually, in this next match and what ultimately is going to be the showdown there. But I think Argentina pulls it out, and boy, the Germans really showed what they're made of. There's no question about that. Absolutely no question. By the way, Jack Alexander decides to throw his two cents in. He says, he says about the golf thing, why would anyone waste their day chasing a little white ball? Still confounds me. Jack, it's one of the greatest games ever. Are you kidding? Only someone who's never played the game of golf says that. And that it's so challenging. And then he says the Dutch put the beat down on Australia, and they certainly did put the beat down on Australia. Somebody said to me the other day, what happened to the Australians? And I said, never mind. You don't want to know.
But you know what? Tim Cahill, in my opinion, still has probably the goal of the World Cup. He had this amazing half-volley flick, and I think it's probably going to stand. I guess I haven't seen every match. I've gotten a little busy lately, so I haven't seen every goal. But I think it's still going to stand as the goal of the tournament.
Really? So you think that's the best one?
I think so far. And Tim Cahill this is his last World Cup. He's kind of an old man, but he's the Landon Donovan of Australian soccer, and he's a phenomenal player. He plays here in the MLS, and I think it's going to be the goal of the tournament.
Yeah, he's popular, that's for sure. He's popular. He has a good sense of humor. All right. I don't know. I haven't seen enough. I'd have to see all the highlights. I mean, there were a couple of other cool goals that I can recall seeing, even from Team USA. But I'll go with Matt, probably, because he may have seen more than I've seen. So we'll see. We'll see ultimately who ends up there in the final game. But we know it's not going to be Brazil.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com.